downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's go time, I go lie from the kitchen with a ditchy. Ditchy dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down. This what it'll get you. Pat glaze frost wrist.
Yes, sir. What's happening? We back at it again, Smash and Dash, with my counterpartner, my partner in crime, Lindell White. I ain't seen you in a minute, man. I done seen you, but you know, we had to get our things together, take a little break. Yeah. Now we're back at it. They've been asking for us. They've been asking where we've been. Man,
listen, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's good to be back, though, Dash, bruh. And, boy, I see you over there fitted and booted right now. What you got going on, man?
Man, fitted, man. You know, true classic, man. They sent me this, man. It's comfortable, stretchy. Yeah. You know, you up in Denver, so I know you can wear it anytime you want. The weather up and down. The only bad thing about this that I can say is that y'all ain't seen Lindell his gear, man. We got to get to him, but, you know, true classic, man. Yeah. Shout out to them. Some of the best sweatsuits, gear, all that. You can go to trueclassictees.com and get your gear. Give them the code Chris J to get you a percentage off. 25% off Chris J. trueclassictees.com, man.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all just send mine, man. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for none of that. Good looking twin. Hey, man, listen, we've been away from this. There has been a lot of stuff happening, and mainly the stuff that we love the most is probably the draft, right?
Right.
And since we are the running back gurus for real, bro, there was two of them that were drafted in the first round. I want to see where would you grade these two draft picks for the Falcons? Getting our guy Bijan Robinson, we knew he was going to go first round, and then Jahmyr Gibbs, that been your guy since the beginning of the year. You've been telling me about him. So, where would you grade these two draft picks?
Man, I'm glad you're finally, you know, giving me a little credit. You feel me? Like, I love that, man. But you know, for real, real talk. Like, we just gonna be real. Like, I've been on them since like the season.
Yeah.
Every interview I done, they asked me about running backs. I say Jahmyr Gibbs. He deserved to be a first rounder. He needed to be a first rounder. I didn't know how he was going to get into the first round because I knew running backs haven't been getting picked in the first round. And Bijan Robinson was the only guy that they said was really like a first round lock. And then even when it happened, I did an interview and I just didn't understand why the Lions would pick him at the time with them still having Swift. But I see they got rid of Swift or whatever. But, man, I think that was a great pickup for them, man. Gibbs, he's going to be able to come in there and do some of the same things that Swift was doing. But I think he's a better running back overall. Catching the ball out of the backfield, more complete. I like that pick. When we talk about Bijan Robinson, though.
Yeah.
We talking about a guy that I feel like was one of the most complete running backs coming out of college since Adrian Peterson. When you talk about him running in between the tackles, outside the tackles, breaking tackles, but he have one thing in his game that AP doesn't have is he's able to catch the ball out of the backfield. He's also able to split out wide in the slot and run routes and catch the ball deep down the field. And not only that, he have a gem with him going to Atlanta Falcons. We talking about a guy, Art Smith, who was sat back and learned under Mike Heimerdinger, my offense coordinator that I had when I rushed for 2,000 yards. We talking about when Art Smith was the guy holding up the cards for the scout team, and now he's a head coach at Atlanta Falcons, and he was able to pick up Bijan Robinson, and I know for a fact he's going to run his offense through the running back, and it's nothing but plus for Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, I feel you on that too. Bijan definitely lucked up getting with Art. We know what he's done with, King Henry with the Titans. I'm pretty sure he was the offensive coordinator when he went for 2,000. So we know that. But I love Bijan, but AP, automatically doing that AP, I can't really go there yet. I got to see a couple years. One thing we know about AP, and two things for certain, in his area, he didn't have to split out wide. They was going to give him a 25, and he was going to go for 150 a game. So
right. I wouldn't say that he's going to be as good as AP or he's AP. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get
you. Since AP, he's the most complete back coming out of college.
Yeah, for sure. I respect that. But I also like the Gibbs pick because, like you said, I watched Alabama all year. And he was just a smooth. He reminds me. He's like a hybrid back to me because you don't really think you're gonna get the power back out of him, but he's able to drop his shoulder and get there. But he's also able to hit the sideline and get somewhere when he needs to. So, I like what the Falcons and I love what the Lions were able to do in this draft. I think that they got two key pieces that's gonna help them win a lot of football games here coming up, man. And hey. When you get drafted first round as a running back, you got to take that deer in this first. I mean, in this new NFL, because like you said, you're not getting drafted all the time in the first round, bro. So
right.
Shout out to those two running backs, man, for sure.
You did. Yes, sir. So let's get on. We were just talking about some guys that newly drafted. We're going to talk about somebody that's already in the league and been in there a couple of years. And, you know, anytime you're in this league, is going to come to that point at some time, the business side of it, and we're talking about a payday. So what do you think about Saquon? Should he hold out for a contract, or should the Giants pay him?
Okay, so I got two answers to this one, and people got to take it how they take it. As a businessman and for my career, I got to like Russ messed up these day and age, because if you don't take the money and you bomb out next year, you know what I mean? Then you ain't getting paid again. I kind of go back to it sucks because
maybe on Bell.
Yeah, we have to talk about that. He had money on the table. He decided, you know, sit out and take a chance on him, which I respect 120%, but we've seen it backfire. We've seen a lot of players across a lot of these leagues, you know, gamble on themselves when the money's like right there in front of them. Sometimes you got to take it. So me as like a person that's been seeing a lot of that going on and just understanding the game, I'm like, I'm telling Saquon, if he can play like that again next year, he's gonna break the bank anyway. So I'll bet on myself and go out there and rip somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I believe in him, but at the same time, I also know how the game is. And if you have to be so somewhat like Lamar-ish, you know, hold out and think and bet on yourself, because if you're willing to do that, sometimes the cash out and the payout is way bigger, you know. But I also seen it go a different way. So I have two answers to that. I want to see Saquon playing some football. Me personally, yes, he has balled out last year, but he hasn't done enough to be able to demand the big money that he wants right now. I think one more season of what he did last year, he'll easily be able to get what he wants.
Right. So you say he should play it and don't hold out.
Yeah, I think you got to play it and don't hold out. I mean, you haven't been healthy for, you know, some years. Yes, you had 1 year healthy. So show us again that you can play this. And you never know. It could be 3-4 games into that next year, and they'll come in and be like, hey, we know this is our guy. Let's ring him up. I think he just has to show the team that he can be healthy for a while. And that wouldn't scare them as much.
Right. And I totally agree. It's come to a situation where, yes, he balled out last year, but we, as a businessman, as an owner, as a GM, I got to look at the history. I got to look at the years before. He hasn't been healthy. So let's say, he come and have a good year and we give him all this money, and then he get hurt again and he's hurt. So guess what that falls back on? It falls back on us as an organization, as an owner, as a GM. Now they're looking for another GM or whatever like that. So I would say he shouldn't hold out. I say he should go in there one more year and prove himself and then get a big deal. And then, like you say, they could come halfway through the season and re him up. And I just think when you look at some of the other guys, when you say Lamar or some of the other guys, we can even say Le'Veon. Yeah. I would say those guys should hold out because they had the track record.
Yeah.
They put year and year together, MVPs, that type of stuff in order to demand what they wanted. I feel like he's in a situation where he's not able to demand what he wants. So I feel like he give another good year and then get paid next year. So I would say he shouldn't hold out.
I agree with you, man. So Next up, let's talk about the future for these following running backs. Excuse me, because you know they like to play get them in and get them out with these guys, man. But what do you think is the future for these? Because these guys are, you know, studs for their team. So we got Dalvin Cook, you got Derrick Henry, and you got Alvin Kamara. I mean, what do you think? What do you think should happen to these guys? We heard about them being on a trade block during the draft and before the draft. Obviously, when you hear about stuff like that, it kind of, you know, shrugs you a different way. Right. What do you think should happen?
Man, it's kind of tough for me because I'm always the type of person, even though I know it's not the league, it's not that way. I love for teams and players to stay with their organization all the way throughout, but it's just not like that no more. But if we're talking about Dalvin Cook, I don't see a reason why he should leave. They just added a new piece in Jordan Addison in that.
Where school he went to?
USC, my boy. Okay, then. Hey, yeah. USC, come holler at the twin juicy you did. But yeah, so they adding pieces and doing nothing but making that offense better. So I don't know if the team trying to get rid got him on the trade block or he wants to go. But I feel like he's in a situation. I know he's a Florida boy and it's cold out there, but they play inside. But I feel like it's not a reason for him to leave. I think he should stay because the offense, especially with shirtless Kirk, the offense is going to be amazing. Then we talk about Derrick Henry. All the things that he's done.
All right, you got a king. Yeah.
Like, we're talking about a guy that got hurt, that rushed for 2,000 yards, came back, was finna rush 2,000 yards again, but got hurt, still went for 1,000. Then we talking about a guy that came back this year, went for 1,400. Like, what are we trading him for? Like, I don't get that at all. Like, that don't make sense. That's bonehead if we do that. No, I don't have much to say about that because ain't no way you trade Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
But
unless they got
me out of there. So, but hey, what it is. But so that's, you know, you ain't never safe.
You ain't never safe.
Ain't never safe, man.
In the league, you ain't never, unless you Tom Brady.
Unless you Tom Brady, they got Peyton out of there, man. But you know, and you ain't never safe. But then when we talk about Alvin Kamara, it's like in his situation, I feel like he got paid and they wanted him to do something that he probably wasn't capable of doing. We talked about this before, like
taking the full.
It goes back to the same Tony Pollard situation in Zeke. Like, they got this 1-2 punch, and yes, Tony Pollard had a better year, but is he still going to be Tony Pollard without Zeke? So I feel like when you talk about Alvin, they had the 1-2 punch, and when they paid him. And they got rid of Mark Ingram. They wanted him to be the every down back, and he wasn't able to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's in a situation where now they bring another bigger back in to help him out, or he just get traded and they get with he's rough right now, and he goes somewhere where he got a 1-2 punch. I think that's where he's best at, where he got a 1-2 punch, and he don't have to worry about playing all three downs.
He's definitely going to have to go somewhere where they know how to use his skill set, like a Miami. I wouldn't, you know, the coach down there, he's kind of like, you know, Kyle Shanahan in a sense. He knows how to line the running back up and get him into, you know, certain spots to where they know they can be successful. And even with that, like the same way they do Eckler, I think that's the way they should be, you know, working with Alvin, because Alvin in space, I'm not saying he's not a bad running back.
You just said something. Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a good trade. I love Kamara over there in San Diego doing what Eckler do.
LA. You know, they LA charge.
Yeah,
now,
LA, I'm tripping.
For us, it's been our whole lives. We knew him at San Diego, but that would be crazy. You know, if you put him out there, let him catch the ball and do what Eckler does. I think you have a different player again and one of them playmakers.
Right.
For sure.
I think he's a better back than Eckler is cold, but I think he's a better back than Eckler. I think he runs the ball better than Eckler. Or whatever. I think you just came up with something right there, boy.
Yeah. Eckler surprising.
The train deadline over.
Eckler, Colorado boy, though, man. So shout out my dog, Austin Eckler, man.
Yeah. He did. So, yeah. So, with that, what you think about Tennessee picking a quarterback in the second round. His name
Will Levis.
Levis. What you think about Levis? Like,
cause we know that ain't that Levi. Ain't that how we say Levi's? That's how I think they say Levi. But yeah, Will Levis, bro. Okay, so look, I gotta be honest, man. I'm a bit shocked. I'm a bit perplexed. I'm a bit. I'm not Hold really.
I want to hit you with the KG though. I want to hit you with the KG. We got Tannehill, got Levis, and we got Willis. What you gonna do?
What makes me okay? So look,
two second round picks and $100 million quarterback.
And it's funny to me because I feel like we reached on both of them, or all three rather. And people could take it how they want. Tannehill, yes, he is. When he's healthy, he does. He's done a really good job of managing the game. He reminds me kind of like Kerry Collins, a great game manager. They're not going to go above and above the norm. You know, they're not going to become Superman like a Pat Mahomes, Lamar. Even a Lamar Jack in a sense. But he's going to be decent. Malik, we drafted him in the second round last year, and we brought a guy in to play our playoff game. And this dude was in the program for a year, and they brought a guy in off the streets to play our playoff game. So that's Malik. I'm not trying to listen. I'm just being honest. I know how this football stuff go. I play with a dude named Tim Tebow. They drafted him in the first round. We all know that story. Hey, say what you want. You might have to change your position. Then you got Will, the mayonnaise and the coffee. Like, I'm a Titan for real, but it's like everybody, they're trying to make this hero story, and they're like, hey, they messed up by not drafting him in the first round. I cannot wait to see. I hope that he's the diamond in the rough and one of them guys that, oh, we finally found the quarterback of the future. You know what I mean? But honestly, I didn't see nothing at Kentucky like that. I mean, yes, the man looks like a He-Man. I'm with that.
Not in the SEC.
Yeah, I seen them. I seen it. I watched. I seen Hendon Hooker. Like, bro, there's quarterbacks in the SEC we could have drafted before that. That, you know, that I felt like that played just as well as anybody. So I can't wait to see. I don't believe. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe in none of them. I don't know how Aaron Rodgers up. We don't go looking for Aaron Rodgers. We got Lamar Jackson on the table. We don't go looking for Lamar Jackson.
Lamar was never going nowhere, I don't think.
I hear you, but we keep drafting these quarterbacks, bro. And ain't
bro, you said you want it. You said you want to change his position?
Well, listen. Because, listen, bro, you can say what you want. But if they bring a dude off the street to play quarterback and you've been the quarterback there for a full year already, or at least a full season, so you done got these preseason reps, you done got reps behind Tannehill, but then they bring a dude, what's his name, Josh? What's it, bro, you remember? I don't even remember. Dobbs, dude named, yeah, bro, you Josh remember. Dobbs. They Josh brought Dobbs. Him, yeah, they brought him off another team and let him start in our game, bro, instead of the dude that you drafted in the second round. For me, I would feel disrespected anyway. Like, how do you do that? But obviously, something wasn't right, Twin. There was something not right with him to where they felt they had to go get somebody off the bench. And then think about this again. They drafted another quarterback in the second round again. Like, right. Bro, that means something. It ain't the best player on at the board. Come on. They could miss me with
so
that.
So if you still keeping Tannehill, you still keeping Willis, and you just drafted the second round, why didn't they trade them? Or because, you know, they only really gonna travel two quarterbacks. So
no, all three. We gonna look like the wildest. We look like the wildest organization right now with quarterbacks that can't throw, or like they're supposed to be able to throw.
Know, our new quarterback might can do some.
I can't wait to see. But based on the film that I've seen at Kentucky, like, I'm not acting like they just reaching. Like, come on, this wasn't like, I don't know, man. I feel like we could have got a better draft pick at that point, honestly.
Okay, I feel you. So you just touched on A-Rod. So what you think A-Rod can do over there with the Jets? Do you think
he can win
a Super Bowl?
You ask yourself this. You insert a back-to-back MVP. Yes, he just came off one. But remember last year, they didn't even think he was going to make the playoffs. He was one game away from making the playoffs again in Green Bay. We can't even name three receivers over there other than Randall Cobb. And he now goes to a plea where he has an offensive rookie of the year, Garrett Wilson, crazy cold receiver from Ohio State. You got running backs. You got, I mean, you just have a different star-studded lineup over there. You got people that can really catch the ball and that can go deep. So I believe that A-Rod instantly goes from, or the Jets going from somebody that's like not a contender to being somebody you have to face because he's just one of them quarterbacks. I don't care who you are or where you've been. When he comes into the locker room, he's going to demand respect. He's going to demand some attention. Right. They're going to listen to what he's saying. He's not all the way Tom Brady, but he's one of them things that's really close. And they're going to believe, they're going to try to follow behind him, especially when you keep signing guys like, you know, Randall Cobb and I forget the other receiver that came from over Green Bay. Like they're going to, they know how to, you know, set their pieces up. So they got pieces in the locker room that's going to help Aaron, you know, get the message across. And listen, if you're being real with yourself, after playing with a guy like Zach Wilson and now A-Rod comes in there, you instantly believe you're a contender. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I definitely believe that contender, man. Like A-Rod, he's going to go in there. He's going to get them guys, man. They're going to buy in, man. You already got a young defense that's playing lights out.
Yeah.
You know if you got a defense. And that same thing, I don't feel like in the last couple of years, a lot of stuff been falling back on A-Rod. But I don't think Green Bay had that defense.
Right.
So they have a defense now. So that means A-Rod going to get more opportunities on offense. That automatically make them a contender. Know what I'm saying? With all the young pieces and stuff they got coming together on offense, they already got a good young defense, man. I think it do nothing but make them a contender. And I think that's why A-Rod went there. Not only that is they are allowing A-Rod to bring in the guys who he wants to bring in, i.e. just like they let Tom
right.
So they's letting him do that. So I feel like they for sure going to make the playoffs this year, but for sure next year, if he stay 2 years, I think they really have a good chance at being the Super Bowl contender. And while you say that, I might go to BetMGM and make that bet if I can now that the Jets win the Super Bowl next year.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so we might as well stay on the quarterback topic, bro. Who you think got the better deal? Because they finally paid my dog, man. Shout out to Lamar Jack. You deserved it, boy. Yeah, congratulations, man. You definitely deserve it. Congratulations to you also, Jalen Hurts. They wasn't playing with your money like they was playing with my dogs, though. So congratulations to Lamar. Who do you think got the better deal, Lamar or Jalen?
Honestly, for me, you could throw out the numbers and this and that, but for me, the reason why I feel like Lamar got the better deal is because he was able to give his mama 3%.
Right. And he did it. Yeah, they did it themselves.
They did it themselves. Like, no matter what you say, like, he kept it in the family. And how the rich stay rich, keep it in the family.
Right. Hey, I'm with you, young. When you think about it, man, and your mom's negotiating your deal, and we all, I mean, because a lot of the whispers behind the walls was, man, maybe because it's his mom working the deal, or maybe because his mom is the agent. And for them to stay the course, man, and to, you know, finally bring that home, and even though, like you said, we don't know all the crazy numbers because they add so much lingo in that. But for him to be the highest paid player in the NFL now, he is well deserved, man. He's a former MVP. He's proved that he's the, you know, one of the best players in our league, and he deserves it, man. And shout out to Mama Jack for staying the course and y'all getting that check, man, because that's what it's about, man. You made a lot of other players around the league open up their eyes and see their value that, hey, I don't probably need an agent, so to speak, or I know if I believe in my talents that I'm going to get paid because there's nobody better. So shout out to y'all for sure.
Right.
Hey, man, before we get out of here too, let me ask you though, because I know you like the NBA. We got to give some love to the NBA. It's the playoffs right now.
Right.
Who you like, man, in the playoffs right now?
LeBron James. We up 1-0.
Yeah.
LeBron James. We is not playing, man. Lakers in six. You did.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I'm a Laker, man. You know, I cannot hide Kobe. The Kobe's all in me, man. I can't lie. But look, if anybody out there scares me, it's LeBright skin.
Oh my gosh.
30 ball, man. That whole 30 clip, man.
Man, he scared me, bro. Even being that we own this, though, we talk. I know it's a little bit off, but how would you feel if you was LeBright skin and LeBright skin Jr. took that wild shot at the end? Jordan Poole. Like, Jordan Poole was tripping. Like, in the last 40 seconds, Jordan Poole was thinking he Curry or something.
Let me be real with you. While you bullshitting, twin, the man seen Jessica Alba fine ass over there, and he's like, if I hit this, I know I can get her number right now. So, hey, if that's me, I probably would have took the shot too. But knowing LeBright skins out there for real, there's no way in hell I take that shot. I got to find a way to get it to Curry. And if 30 take that shot and he missed, nobody's going to say nothing.
Nothing. I can only imagine what Curry said when they got in the locker room.
Wait, no. But see, Curry's so tight. I seen after the game, man, he said nothing but the right thing. He said,
cut all that right thing. We talking about, our man, behind
you know, doors. Boy, what you think Draymond wanted to do, boy?
Bro, I know Draymond finna beat that man up for the second time, man. Oh, Draymond don't play that.
Draymond definitely wanted to steal him a man again. There was no way around it. I'll tell you that now, twin.
Bro, I don't think you see it. He came up the possession before, layup and missed it, then came back. Bro, he was almost, boy, he was almost at half court.
2K.
No goal.
Bro, he been hearing he was hearing Killer Cam and them talk about the man Mason them. They been saying, like, listen, if Jordan Poole don't show up, man, he been stealing money. That's what they say, man. So he been trying to show that he could play ball, man. AJ Poole. Sometimes there's levels to this. LeBright skin is 30 ball for a reason, man. Pass the ball.
Pass the ball, man. For they do, my boy, like they did Dylan Brooks, man, after the season, man.
And that's shady. They did Dylan shady, man. They doing Dylan like Dylan ain't no real hooper, man. I can't. Well, that's, man,
you got to stay out of the way of LeBron James. LeBron, hey. That's LeBron James effect, man. I'm playing.
The Lebanon's, man. Yeah, hey, this been real, man. Hey, this feel like home, twin, man. It was a while since we hopped on, but man, I'm glad we did again, man. For real.
Yes, sir, man. Good seeing you, man. Until next week, we out of here.
Yes, sir, ski.
Downtown, we live, live. Over the feeling. When it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditchy. Get your dad for a whipping.